6, Echo 7, Tango Golf.
All right, Tango Golf. It's the National Research Council.
Oh, who's that? We're in scratch.
VA7NRC, it's Brendan here.
Hey, Brendan, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Where are you going to at this late hour? It's past your... Don't you have a curfew?
Yeah. What's that? Lindsay says whenever she says it's time for bed, that's my curfew. Or tries to, anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess you need to arrive home before you start to fall asleep. Oh my goodness, this bike is ridiculous. I remember why I bought a car now, this bike. You know, there's no, like, yeah, the seats are too, even if, I've got the, I went on Amazon and I found, like, the, you know, cushiest gel seat, and it sucks. But they sell a seat cover, another $30, apparently more gel padding. Well, see, same company, so how many more things they could sell me and still be uncomfortable. The solution is to buy a car.
Oh, wow. We went to the auto wreckers and bought another car seat. First one wasn't so good. This one's better. Don't have the pain I used to get. I tried those cushion seats. It works for Nikki, but it doesn't work for me. I like to feel the seat.
Have you seen those people with those seat cover things that look like hard wood beads or plastic or whatever it is? The little, I don't even know, yeah, little like, little spheres of pain.
Yeah, my seat's got lumbar support, so it helps. And always properly adjusted. When somebody, when we take our car in to get it worked on and then I get it back, it's like, oh my god, totally move my seat. Takes me half an hour to get it right again.
Yeah, you need, they have the seats that do the massaging now, I think, in cars, I'm pretty sure. And, trying to think. Yeah, they're getting, well, yeah, RMT. If you go to the, yeah, get an RMT massage, that's the best thing. If a stretching is fine and whatever, but that's the real solution, I think. And then you just rest. don't do anything with it.
If I had one of those in the car, I'd never get out of the car. And it might be competition. Who's in the driver's seat?
Well, yeah, well, then they could sell you all kinds of stuff. A little fridge, this, that, and the other thing. Imagine if you had a fridge with an arm's reach for the driver's seat. That would be, it gives me a couple ideas.
Yeah. Crazy world we live in. They redid our highway, resurfaced it. It's so nice to drive on.
Is it a freeway now? Did they free the highway?
It's still a highway, but these people treat it like a freeway. It's 90. They're all passing me like I'm standing still.
Oh, it reminds me of Ontario. Yeah, if you're going 100 in Ontario, you just get passed by grannies. Left, right, and center, because they got like 8 and 9 lane highways or whatever, 10 lane highways. We don't have that here. They've got them all the way around the city, because there's not much there. There's nothing in the way. They can build the roads as wide as they want. Here, it's like, you build another lane through Stanley Park. It's a big deal. Destroy a lot of things to do that. Whether it's worth it or not is a debate, but there's definitely stuff in the way. You know, there's nothing even there to talk about. You just build it as wide as you need.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, no, we're not around here. There's a hill of great iron ore I'm just passing on my left on the side of the highway, and then down the other way is a lot of trees and farmland. I think there's even a river down there.
Well, I still still think the best repeater is the one on the Salt Spring there. Especially for going between the island and the mainland. I mean, that's like primo locato location, whatever. You know, because it goes right up and down. It basically goes almost all the way down to Victoria. The Salt Spring repeater. I mean, I don't know if you're the one that drives up and down the island. You'd probably know.
You talking about the island trunk system?
No, what is it? 732, I think. The Gibson, the repeater that's on top of the mountain on Salt Spring Island.
Well, there's a couple of them over there, but you're probably talking about Salt Spring Island, and you're talking about 147.320, RSI or something like that. I don't use it. If I'm docking up island, I'm usually on the trunk system.
Contact.
Yeah, that makes more sense. But I just know that repeater's got really good reach. I mean, it has basically the same coverage as RPT here, and here on the mainland, you know, in North Shore downtown, and when I lived in Mount Pleasant, it's got really good coverage around town. But it goes all the way over the island, so and all the way up and down from Nanaimo all the way down almost to Victoria, just the way it's positioned there. And the contact, go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, November, Sierra Kilo. Good evening, guys.
Oh, good evening. Oh, I didn't recognize your voice there. I'm sorry about that. VA 7NRC, 87 Tango Golf, V7NSK in the group.
Hello, Alex.
I think I did that backwards. Anyways, Alex, how you doing?
Still doing, yes. Just hanging out with Daryl, VA 7 Delta Papa Oscar earlier. Just came home and just thinking what to bring on field day. I don't think I'll bring a big setup this time. People have all sorts of radios they're wanting to bring, so I'm not the only one there. So I'll bring something small. Maybe I'll bring that Silvery SBX-11 to test it out on 60 meters. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have a radio that's anything like that, but pretty cool to see.
And how is James Tango Golf? How are you doing there?
Well, Alex, I'm just driving to the Gouchin Valley, headed home. We are doing okay. Haven't talked to you in a while. What's it been? Saturday last? Were you on Saturday last? Did I get checked in? I don't know.
I don't even remember. I don't think I was doing the net last Saturday fully. Or maybe I was. I don't remember anymore. I'm planning to do it this time. The field day edition of the net. I'm planning to be there for sure. That I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be doing field day. Yeah. I do have a new antenna on the horizon, but, gotta wait for the mouse thing to get here. How's my signal getting out tonight anyway?
You're doing fine, James.
I'm on a handheld.
Who's on a handheld? Hi, Chuck.
COJ.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I'm on a handheld. My ball bang in the kitchen, cooking, having a late dinner.
Your bass or your mobile's a lot louder, or you're just talking quiet.
No, I'm home on the portable in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, Roger. Portable in the kitchen. Roger, Roger. Well, I'm out mobile. Headed home. Not far, but so far enough.